Thank you. Wow, I love those complex lines like that. And to pull them off so beautifully is just a wonderful job here. The tune is one written by Lee Konitz back in the late 40s or early 50s. It's called Carrie's Trance. And anything but trance-like, I think. It was played here by Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and Steve Tressler, the tenor saxophonist, who were joined there by Dan Kramlich on piano, John Hamer on bass, very solid four to the bar, and Steve Korn on drums. Steve Tressler Group from the album Center Song and Carrie's Trance, opening up our Jazz Northwest for today from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. We're here every Sunday afternoon playing some music by some of our great resident jazz artists as well as occasional visitors and bringing you up to date on activities around the sound with lots of good jazz to choose from coming up in this next week. The principals in the preceding piece, Steve Tressler and Ingrid Jensen, are playing tonight and Monday night at the Royal Room, a special event. They're doing a tribute to the late Canadian trumpet and flugelhorn player and composer Kenny Wheeler. They'll be doing a lot of Kenny Wheeler's music tonight with Jeff Keezer, Martin Wind, and John Wiecan. That's at the Royal Room tonight and tomorrow night. We'll be recording tomorrow night for an upcoming NPR show, Jazz Night in America. Same group is playing both nights, so check it out if you can at the Royal Room. Kenny Wheeler tribute with Steve Tressler and Ingrid Jensen. Next up, a tune by Thomas Marriott, which comes from his latest recording titled Urban Folklore, and there's a wonderful video that's on this song called The Tale of Debauchery. It's not an explicit video. The whole family can watch it together. It's okay. It's got lots of great Seattle scenes. And Tommy playing on the street down by the ferry terminal. Thomas Marriott's on trumpet, Orrin Evans piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums. And this is The Tale of Debauchery. Thank you.
Thank you.
some recent music from Vancouver with the Oliver Gannon Quartet. Oliver Gannon, the guitarist and composer of that tune. Miles Black was on piano. Jody Prosnick was the bass player and Blaine Wickard on drums from an album called Easy Sailing, which came out last summer. The tune was titled Warm. And I'm not sure, but there's a phrase in there that keeps reminding me of the things we did last summer. I don't know if the tune is based on that. If it is, I think it's severely reharmonized, perhaps. But at any rate, nice tune. It's called Warm, Oliver Gannon Quartet from the album Easy Sailing on Vancouver's Cellar Live label. And before that, we were listening to the new one from Thomas Marriott. Urban Folklore is the name of the album. And the tune we heard, The Tale of Debauchery, which is also the soundtrack for the video that's out there right now. It's on YouTube, and it's Thomas Marriott and The Tale of Debauchery. Joining Thomas on that one, Oren Evans, piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Donald Edwards on drums, backing up the Seattle-based trumpet player. Nice work all around. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon, sharing the music of our great resident talent around the Puget Sound area. I should say Salish Sea, because we extend up in the Strait of Georgia up to Vancouver and Victoria as well. I want to mention a few things going on around the area this weekend. We already mentioned the Kenny Wheeler tribute, but I'd like to talk about that again. That's with Steve Tressler on tenor and Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and flugelhorn. They're playing with Jeff Keezer on piano, Martin Wind on bass, and John Wiekan on drums at the Royal Room tonight and Monday night. They'll be in both nights, and there are student groups which open up both evenings. And call ahead for reservations if you haven't made reservations already, because I suspect it will be a sellout. Mercer Island High School opens tonight at 7, and Royal Room Collective Ensemble opens Monday night at 8. Also tonight is the Seattle Jazz Vespers at the Seattle First Baptist Church, and tonight that features Lance Buller and the Road Stars. Also on Monday night, the Kendrick Scott Oracle Group plays One Night Only at Jazz Alley. It's the best jazz of the week at Jazz Alley. You want to check that out on Monday night. Tuesday night, Jay Thomas and the Usual Suspects Big Band will be at Tula's, and the world-famous Owl Jam with Eric Verlinde at the piano leading the ensembles Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. Wednesday night, Soundtrack for the Future is a benefit for the Seattle Jazz Ed organization, and it features John Batiste and Stay Human. That'll be at the Triple Door. Lots of special features and events going on with this benefit performance for the Seattle Jazz Ed at the Triple Door on Wednesday night. Thursday night, interesting group playing at Tula's. It's Oliver Grunewald's Nunette. Oliver Grunewald is a German trumpet and flugelhorn player who's more recently settled in this area. His Nunette played last fall as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. I was out of town and missed them. I want to catch them this time around. Lots of great Northwest players, A-list guys who are playing with Oliver Grunewald, Nunette, Thursday night at Tula's. Also on Thursday night, Industrial Revelation will be playing at the Triple Doors Musiquarium. Friday night, Jovino Santos Neto will be at Vito's, and Randy Halberstadt brings his quintet to Tula's. And also this weekend is Frank DeMiro Jazz Festival. It runs Thursday through Saturday at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. I'll tell you a bit more about that in a little while, but there are daytime performances by high school and college groups, and then evening concerts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Here is some music from the Road Stars. This is the group that's playing the Seattle Jazz Vespers at the Seattle First Baptist Church tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. Led by Lance Buller, trumpet, with Chris Spencer on guitar, Teddy Dorch, saxes and flute, Chuck Kistler on bass, Ken French on drums, and we'll hear them doing a tune by Horace Silver. This is Song for My Father, played by Lance Buller's The Road Stars Jazz Band. Thank you.
Somebody loves you. It's no good unless he loves you. All the way. Happy to be near you when you need someone to cheer you. Deeper than the deep blue sea is. That's how deep it goes, if it's real. When somebody needs you, it's no good unless he needs you. Through the good or lean years, and for all the in-between years, come what may, who knows where the road will lead us. Only a fool would say, but if you let me love you, it's for sure I'm gonna love you.
Dee Daniels, former Seattle resident and a longtime North Vancouver resident, but now also in New York City. Dee Daniels from her recent album called Intimate Conversations. It came out last fall, and it's a series of duets with various people, a couple of different piano players, but Dee Daniels playing her own piano on that version of the Sammy Kahn, Jimmy Van Heusen song All the Way. That was Wycliffe Gordon on trombone. The album Intimate Conversations is a good sampling of Dee Daniels' work because she really tells the story of the song, which is one of her main points in approaching music. She had the opportunity to do this album with a variety of duo partners, various saxophonists, guitarists, and bass player Martin Wind and Ted Brancato and Cyrus Chestnut all on this. Dee Daniels is, I think, artistic director for the Frank DeMuro Jazz Festival, which is going on next week, Thursday through Saturday, at the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Dee will be featured there along with Greta Matassa and Kathy Cousins, the Uptown Vocal Quartet, Sharnay Wade, and Soundstation. The Frank DeMuro Jazz Festival always concentrates on vocal jazz, but there will also be a jazz quartet, which includes Alvester Garnett, Bruce Foreman, Jay Lanhart, and Josh Nelson. It's a festival running Thursday through Saturday at the Edmonds Center for the Arts in Edmonds. And for more information, see demirojazzfest.org. Before Dee Daniels, we were listening to the Roadstars Jazz Band, which is playing tonight for the Seattle First Baptist Church's Jazz Vespers, which take place every first Sunday of the month. Lance Buller was the trumpet player, Chris Spencer guitar, Teddy Dorch on tenor, Chuck Kistler bass, and Ken French on drums played Horace Silver's Song for My Father. This is Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. We're also streaming at kplu.org worldwide. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Here's music from Wayne Horvitz. This is from his latest album of the Royal Room Music Collective Ensemble. And this is a nice group here with people like Al Keith and Samantha Boschnick and Steve O'Brien in the trumpets, Naomi Siegel, Jacob Herring, and Willem de Kock in trombones. Willem is the trombone soloist on this piece. You'll also hear from Skerrick on tenor saxophone. And this is one of Wayne Horvitz's best-known compositions, a piece called Sweeter Than the Day, played by the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble. Thank you. Beautiful. Jessica Williams, solo piano, and that's from her latest recording, With Love, which came out last spring, I guess it was. The tune, It Might As Well Be Spring, played by Jessica Williams, solo. Before that, we were listening to Wayne Horvitz and the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble from the album At the Reception, which came out late last year. And solos there by Willem de Kock on trombone and Skerrick on tenor saxophone in Wayne Horvitz's composition Sweeter Than the Day. The Royal Room Collective Ensemble is playing Monday night at the Royal Room as a prelude to the Kenny Wheeler tribute, which starts at 9 o'clock with Steve Tressler and Ingrid Jensen. Next comes a tune from Anton Schwartz's album Flash Mob, one of our favorites of the past year. Anton Schwartz, the tenor saxophonist, is joined here by Dominic Farinacci, trumpet and flugelhorn. Taylor Agsty is the pianist, John Shiflett bass, and Lorca Hart on drums. People say, is the glass half full or is it half empty? This is the New York version. It's called Glass Half Missing.
Thank you.
Jovino Santos Neto, and a piece titled Otras Praias, Other Beaches, and played by Jovino at the piano, Harvey Wineapple up from the Bay Area on tenor sax, Chuck Deerdorf bass, Mark Ivester drums, and Jeff Bush percussion, and Otras Praias, Other Beaches. Before that, Anton Schwartz on tenor sax with Dominic Farinacci trumpet, Taylor Eichste, John Shefflett, and Lorca Hart, piano, bass, and drums, and we heard them doing a tune called Glass Half Missing from Anton Schwartz's album Flash Mob. Thanks for joining us today on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production. We'll be back again next week with the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and guest soloist Annette Cohen in concert. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next.